This issue is really a very controversial issue. It pits basically federal versus state.
On one hand, the federal government is using their authority to protect sage-grouse. But on the other hand, Mesmer says the 10 states involved, including Utah, see the proposal to restrict mining activity to protect sage-grouse as overkill. If the federal government limits and restricts Utah's mining potential, the state could lose possible business partners.
And so the states are arguing, well, wait a minute, we don't want to eliminate the possibility of restricting economic development in areas where we don't have to.
As far as the federal government is concerned, Mesmer says there are two elements of mining that can be destructive to sage-grouse habitat.
Mining is site-specific. You have a location where you're mining, and if that location happens to be inhabited by sage-grouse, you have the immediate destruction. You know, at the same time, when you mine something, it has to go someplace. So you have to build roads, and you have to do some other things. And so along with that, you have some of that additional disturbance. You can do that in areas where you can also do habitat enhancements. In other words, that you're mining an area, but because of the mitigation associated with that mining, you can go into another area that you're close by and you can create habitat or you can open habitat.
The way Utah is set up, sage-grouse conservation groups, state wildlife agencies, and researchers help protect the sage-grouse by using revenue from oil, gas, and mining development.
Because somehow we have to pay for this stuff.
Mesmer says he calls Utah's sage-grouse protection plan a plan of shared pain, because policymakers have to effectively balance the right mix of sage-grouse conservation with private development.
And when I say shared pain, it's the idea that we all commit resources to identifying the issues. We also, at the same time, commit resources to come up with solutions that everybody pays part of the process.
Mesmer says since he began studying sage-grouse in 1996, a lot of the money that has been donated to researching and protecting the bird has come from private companies on their own land.
The first check written to Utah State University to study sage-grouse in Utah came from private landowners in Wayne County who were concerned about what was happening with their sage-grouse population. And I say their sage-grouse population, that they came up with money to do one of the first studies on their area. And their area right now actually is one of the most robust areas in terms of sage-grouse population.
The 10 million acres of proposed land is spread throughout 10 states, so Utah is hardly affected, says Mesmer. Under the proposal, there are 100,000 to 200,000 acres of proposed sage-grouse conservation land in Box Elder and Rich counties. Statewide, there are about 7.5 million acres currently included in sage-grouse management areas. 50% of those areas are owned by the federal government, 34% by private entities, 10% by the state government, and 5% by tribes.
Those areas represent the best potential to conserve sage-grouse populations.
Mesmer says the governor has set aside several cabinet-level positions whose jobs are dedicated to finding the right balance between private development and conservation efforts.
And their job is to go out to work with private individuals, work with the companies, to when a project comes forward, to look at that project from the standpoint of what are the impacts.
The primary purpose of these agencies is to try to get as much bang for their buck as they possibly can, says Mesmer. The agencies investigate the following questions. How much sage-grouse protection is necessary to maintain the population? How much of that land can be used for private business? And how much of those two seemingly opposite ideals work together?
The state plan is developed into such a way to ensure that we're using the best available science, because in a lot of these areas, the local economies are dependent on a lot of these activities.
The public comment period ends Friday. For more information on sage-grouse, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Morgan Pratt.